My name is Lincoln. Thanks for joining me once again. You're listening to That's the Truth. Coming right up is the audio recording of one of our live stream services from the House of God here in Montreal. You can watch the video recording on our Facebook page, Linked with God. That's L-I-N-K-E-D with God. Or you can head on over to our YouTube channel, That's the Truth. If you have trouble finding that page, go to youtube.com, enter That's the Truth in the search bar, click on the filter button, which you'll see a little lower to the left of the search bar, then click on the channel button where you'll see the Bible icon that identifies our channel, That's the Truth, and that should appear right on top of the list. Click on the Bible icon where you'll then have access to all of our teachings on video. Please share these links with your friends and family so they too can be blessed with the Word of God as you are receiving it right now. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Well, let's get right to it. Get your Bibles. There's a lot to read because God has a lot to say to us. Directly from the Word of God, you're listening to That's the Truth. Hallelujah. Someone say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everyone say hallelujah. Praise God. We got something to shout about because I'm not carrying a bunch of burdens. Hallelujah. I thank God I'm not weighed down. When Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, I thank God I'm pressing. Praise God. Amen. It's been a while maybe since we've seen each other, but praise God. Amen. I'm making my way. I'm closer today than I was yesterday. And I thank God for Jesus, praise God, who is in me. Hallelujah. Someone say in me. Amen. Well, while we're at it, some of you kind of started and then you kind of stopped halfway. We may as well all give God a good hand. Put your hands together and clap. At home, do the same thing. Give God praise and give God glory. The Bible says that He is worthy of your praise. He is worthy of your glory. He is worthy of your honor. And I thank God, praise God, that we are gathered together today in His presence and we can bring forth, we can shout the victory. We can shout unto Him with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. We can get our feet up off the ground and serve the Lord with a dance. We can clap your hands, all your lands, all ye inhabitants of this earth, and everything that hath breath, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together and let's clap. Hallelujah. The Bible says we serve a God that is great. The Bible says great is the Lord. Amen. That's a statement. Praise God. Now, if He wasn't so great, then we can just kind of be so, you know, happenstance in our praise or in our worship. But because He is great, the Bible also said, greatly to be praised. Amen. If He was a mediocre God, well, we can, you know, do things with mediocrity. But I thank God today, praise God. David wrote, he says, I will bless the Lord with all my soul. Everything that is within me, all that is within me, I will bless His holy name. Hallelujah. I thank God today. And it's not because of circumstances. It's because of who God is. Praise God. Amen. Some people feel like they feel like praising God because it's a good day for their health, or it's a good day for the weather, or they just got a promotion and such. Thank God for those things. Right now, as I stand, I seek first His kingdom. Hallelujah. And His righteousness. And Jesus said, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise God. Amen. It's like all these things are secondary. Primarily is seek ye first the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When Jesus came, He started preaching. Amen. Some of His first sermons were, the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. And I thank God today. Praise God. We're talking about, I know it's been about 4 weeks since we've seen each other this way, in a live sort of way. And I'll go into some details in a moment or two. But right now, today we're looking at the riches of God. This is part three in a series which I started a month ago. There was part one and then there was the second part.
And when we're looking at the riches of God, and when we understand what the treasure is, we can give God the praise and the glory. When Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom," that's where it's at. Amen. It's not down here, this whatever kingdom the devil's got on the go. Amen. And he can make it look good, and sometimes it does look good. But I thank God that my eyes today, praise God, are on the Word of God. Amen. Let me get my Bible. Let me get my sword. Praise God. I open up this book and I begin to see, praise God, what counts. I begin to see where there is a purpose in my life. I begin to see where God has a way, and it's His way and no other way. Amen. I was going to say any other way just takes you to hell, which is basically the truth anyways. Amen. That's what it is. See, you may as well go with God's way. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. The Bible says when there was no way, God made a way for us, and Jesus came along and He says, "I am the way." Amen. There was a prophet who prophesied. He said, "And there shall be a way." Well, it took a while. It took a few hundred years, but then the way came. And that way shall be a way called a way of holiness. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God today, praise God, that I am on that way. I'm not on the wayside. Jesus talked about the wayside, but thank God I'm on that way. Everyone say His name. It is a way which leadeth unto life. And I thank God today, praise God. Amen. It doesn't matter what exits may show up. Because for any of us, and I think all of us, have been on a highway at least once in our life. Amen. I've been on a lot of highways. And there's a lot of exits. You can take off, but as soon as you take off an exit, you fall behind your schedule. Amen. And there's all kinds of things that may be enticing as far as the flesh is concerned. But thank God I'm here today. Let's put our hands up at home. Put your hands up. I'm here today to give every advantage to my spirit. Amen. To take advantage of this opportunity, because we're going to get into the Word of God. We're going to give the devil a hard time, because the devil wants us to, he just wants us to sit down, to slow down, to shut up, and not do much for the kingdom of God. Amen. But I thank God today, praise God, that I received a vision. And I thank God today that vision is I'm trying to think of when you don't have a vision, you perish. This is scriptural. The Bible says, God says, "My people perish because they don't have a vision." And some people are visionless, sitting in their houses, not doing nothing. There's no tithe. There's no offering. There's no testifying. There's no shouting. There's no dancing. There's no clapping their hands. They'd be all by themselves. They've lost sight of what God wants from you and I. Hallelujah. But I have not lost sight. The Bible says, blessed. Jesus said, blessed you are because you have eyes to see, because you have ears to hear, because you have a heart that is open, that is going to perceive and receive the Word of God today. And I want to walk in that blessing. Praise God. Amen. I don't want to be found without the blessing of God, without the abundance of His mercies, without the abundance of His grace, without the abundance of His forgiveness. I want to be found, praise God, in the full, amen, in the fullness of God, in the fullness of what God has for us. For the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. Today, praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. Amen. The devil tries to come up, amen, and it all ends with excuses and with ways that he wants you to see things. But I thank God, amen, for the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, if I don't go up, the Holy Ghost does not come down. So Jesus went up, the Holy Ghost came down, and the Bible says he will lead you and guide you into all truth. Not some of it, not part of it, not just a verse or two, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This is how I live. And I am alive today because of what God has done through His Son, Jesus Christ. If your hands are still up, we're going to pray. Praise God. Blessed be His holy name. Father in heaven, I thank God for today, for this purpose that we do have. For I have come to glorify the Lord. I thank God for my brothers and sisters that have gathered today. As I look at the names that are beginning to show up on this board, I pray a blessing upon every one of them. Praise God. From south of the border to north of the border, to the Atlantic, to the Pacific, from east to west, I thank God today for a blessing that this technology allows us to come together for more of the Word of God, for more of your Spirit, to receive a vision today where we will not perish, but we will endure unto the end, for the saints shall be saved. I thank God today, praise God, that as I look at my brothers and sisters standing with me, praise God, hands are up, looking up unto the hills, unto the heavens, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Praise God. I thank God for his promise. Even like he promised his people, I'll bring you out of Egypt and you're not going back. That same promise God has given each and every one of us, where he says, I'll bring you out of sin and you're not going back. I'll bring you out of darkness and you're not going back. I thank God today to be standing in his marvelous light, where Jesus said, while there is light, walk ye in the light. And I thank God today, praise God, amen, that we can light up this world wherever we go, because that light of the world, we are the light. That light of the world is in us, and his name is Jesus. Lord, I'm looking forward to the message which is about to come forth. I pray, amen, that it be anointed, that every word will make its way into good ground where root, praise God, amen, will hold, will strengthen, will gain, amen, the fortitude that it needs, amen, so that it, as the root grows downward, the fruit grows upward in the name of Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, come inspect the branches, praise God, amen, that there be fruit, as we need to be purged, so that we bring forth more fruit, to purge us again, so that we bear much fruit. And I thank God today for your chastisement, for your love that is upon each and every one of us, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that not one soul listening to me is lost on its way to hell, but they will make right, they will cry upon, amen, upon, for they will cry upon you for the mercy that they need. Be merciful unto me, a sinner. Amen. They will cry upon you, amen, for your grace. And I thank God today they will cry, praise God, for the blood of Jesus Christ that washes away all sin. In Jesus' name, praise God. Lord, I thank God for what took place on the cross, for the precious blood of Jesus Christ which was shed for the remission of our sins. Today we stand with the Redeemer, and his name is Jesus Christ. He is your Son that you sent, because you so loved this world that you gave us your only begotten Son. For whosoever shall believe upon him shall not perish. Shall not perish. Praise God. There's the vision that the world needs. His name is Jesus. Shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Lord, I thank God for everlasting life. Hallelujah. Everlasting life that is in me today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray these things. Praise God. Lord, I pray for our young people, the young people standing before me. Hallelujah. They're off to school tomorrow. Amen. There's a couple of teachers to pray for as well. I can pray for Meek, that the person's name. Amen. I come against every devil that wants to destroy flesh in Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank God that Jaden is in our midst. And I come against those devils and strongholds that are in this world that want to destroy flesh. In Jesus' name, praise God, we have power over, amen, these destructive devils, these destructive spirits that are roaming around seeking whom they may devour. But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray protection upon our young children in Jesus' name. There's not going to be any drugs. There's not going to be any perversion. There's not going to be any sexuality. There's not going to be any alcohol. There's not going to be any nicotine. There's not going to be any sickness. There's not going to be any disease. There's not going to be any accidents. There's not going to be any negative influences from this world that is going to move one of these, the least, the smallest one of them. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise God. And listening. Hallelujah. If you're listening, put your hands up. and pray this blessing upon your children and your children's children as well. Lord, may they seek. Some of them are cold. They've left their first love. May they turn towards you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Convict them. Praise God. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Praise God. Be upon Daniel. Amen. Whatever they did to his body and brought him back to life and fixed up his heart, he comes out of that hospital room to give you the praise and the glory for saving his soul. In Jesus' name, praise God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I pray these things. Amen. Keep your hands up. If you agree with what I just said, then say amen. Praise God and receive that blessing. Hallelujah. Blessed be in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for making me whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Young people, say thank God for protecting me. Amen. I know our sister's playing thank God for saving me, but thank God for his protection. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Young people listening, praise God. I know I'm talking about the young people, and you're going to say my name because I'm young, but I'm talking about the really young, not the ones that are just a little bit older. Praise God. Amen. Aubrey, if you're home this weekend, praise God. This is a new chapter in your life. You're not just riding a school bus down the road for a few miles off to high school, but now you're in the big leagues. Thank God for protection. Hallelujah. Nothing's going to influence me. Amen. I'm not going to end up in the wrong bed. I'm not going to end up in the wrong party. I'm not going to end up in the wrong place. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of people wishing that in their life right now. They've been caught in the wrong place. Sitting in Mr. P. Diddy, sitting in jail. Preachers going, I should never have gone to the party. Amen. Preachers, yeah. I think you can rub shoulders with the devil only so long. Amen. I mean, you want me to, you say, well, you sound a little carnal right now. Okay, I'll stay carnal. You play with fire, you're going to get burned. That's as carnal as you can get. Amen. But if I step that over into the spirit, it's the same thing. Amen. I don't want to mess around with what comes out of hell, because what comes out of hell is going back to hell. Amen. It's what the Bible says. Amen. They have a place, the Bible says, and right now it seems that the devil, knowing that his time is short, because that's what the Bible says, it's as if the devil has upped the ante a little bit. He's increased the pressure. But I thank God, under pressure, this is where the children of God stand. Amen. And having done all to stand, amen, stand therefore, praise God, amen, so that we may be able to withstand. How? By putting on all, amen, each element of the armor of God. Praise God. Put on the helmet of salvation. Praise his holy name. Praise God. Protect, amen, what God has given you. Protect your thoughts. Amen. Protect your mind. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Protect your heart. Protect your loins. Amen. Have your loins girded with truth. Amen. That protects the loins. Have your feet shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. That allows you to make every step and have it ordered of the Lord. Praise God. In a way, it doesn't matter where you walk, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, because I've got walking shoes on. I'm not a barefoot church going Christian. I've got my shoes, amen, my on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The preparation of the gospel of peace. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. In one hand, I know you can't see it. If you're looking for it, just get into the Spirit. Don't walk by sight, but walk by faith. Because in one hand, I've got the sword of the Spirit. And in the other hand, I've got the shield of faith. Praise God. And this way, I can resist I can quench all the fiery darts. I can resist whatever the devil has, whatever he thinks he can throw my way. And I thank God today that I'm not walking in defeat, but I'm walking in victory because Jesus Christ is my Lord and Jesus Christ is my Savior. Hallelujah. If your hands are still up, someone can say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the list is long. Dallas, Norman, Adi, Camry, Frankie, Nyla, Andre, Chastity, Alexander, Hudson, Harland, Talia, if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, just forgive me. Tegan, Shakira, Tamara, Anthony, Alex, Jaden, we're praying for you in Jesus' name, praise God. And if there's anyone else, amen, thank God for new list people listening for the first time today, praise God. Amen, I trust that you're blessed. Karis as well, Kylie, who else is in school? Caden, in Jesus' name, amen. And Cadence as well, amen, that they be protected where the soles of their feet will take them. I got to go into that school system. I've got to get an education. I've got to do kind of what I the minimum of what I have to do for whatever I want to see or whatever I want to attain in this life, but I thank God I'm going to go with God. And when I go with God, amen, if God be for me, who can be against me? Praise God. I thank God today that I can have a testimony. Amen. When they come to offer me their cigarettes and their nicotine, that's not touching these lips. And I thank God today, praise God. Amen. They offer their alcohol, that's not going to be swallowed. That's not going into this mouth. Know ye not that you're the temple of the Holy Ghost? You're the temple of the living God. And I thank God today, that temple needs to be pure. That temple needs to be kept clean. Amen. Having therefore this ministry, let us cleanse ourselves from what? From all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. And I thank God today, praise God, amen, for the power, amen, to become a son of God. That power, amen, will clean you up, and that power will keep you clean in Jesus' name. Let's give Jesus a good hand today, praise God, right now. Thank you, Jesus, for what he has done. Hallelujah. For me, praise God. For me, young people say, for me, keeps me out of trouble. Hallelujah, keeps me out of sin. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah, keep clapping. At home, clap your hands unto the Lord, all your land. Hallelujah, thank God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He has done so much. Amen. And they ask you, say, well, how much has he done? Well, I can't tell you how deep, because it's deep. How deep is it? It's very deep. But we'll never get to the bottom of it. Amen. Our brother yelled out, he's done everything. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. But I don't want to limit God. Amen. So when you say everything, it's kind of like, is there anything else to do? This is a lot more. God's still in the doing business. But I know what you mean. Up to this very second, he's done everything. Amen. Praise God. He got you a good wife. I want to hear an amen. She wants to hear an amen. Amen. Say amen. Praise God. Got me a good wife. Praise God. And I thank God for that. Amen. Lovely daughter. Amen. You say amen to that too. Hallelujah. Praise God. Gave us a place. Look at your family. Amen. Daughter on the right side, son on the left side, another son on the, amen, and one rolling around. Praise God. Hallelujah. You shouldn't let that little guy roll around. Well, praise God. Amen. I don't mind that at all. Praise God. Because it means there's life in him. Amen. See, some people show up and they just sit there and they go, not much life. But thank God. Amen. That we can say, like our brother is testifying. That's like the shortest testimony ever. Amen. You stood up and said, everything. Amen. What do you got to be thankful for? Brother stood up. Everything. Amen. Everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hope they don't need to hear it. That's her testimony. Everyone say everything. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything. Every day. Every step of the way. Thank God for everything. Amen. But he's not done. Praise God. That's the thing. Praise God that we look at today. Praise God. I'm going to read a scripture verse very quickly in the Psalms. If some of you may be listening for the first time, saying, what are those folks up to? Making a noise or getting excited? Well, we're supposed to. Psalm 105, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Someone say, give thanks. Call upon his name. Someone say, call. See, these are things we're supposed to be doing. It doesn't say, think about it. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. That's two. Make known his deeds among the people. That's three. Three things. I'm only in verse one, Psalm 105. Verse two says, sing unto the Lord. That's four. Amen. Sing psalms unto him. Five says, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Two verses, five things we ought to do. Praise God. So we use the organ, as the Bible says, to encourage us. The tambourine. I played the drums up on the French side, but amen. Maybe next week I'll get behind the drums. But I thank God, amen, for what God has given us. He's given us this place. This is a live stream coming to you from 1640 Papineau Street, downtown Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And with this technology, it allows us to reach out to you wherever you may be. If you're listening in the U.S., we have churches that are established in the French parts of Africa. And our pastors be with us listening on the French side and the English side because of this technology. And I thank God for that. I appreciate it. And I, as I said, I appreciate it. And I don't take it lightly, or I don't take it for granted that you're allowing myself and my fellow companion in the gospel. Amen. You're allowing us to come into your household. You're allowing me to pastor. You're allowing me to read scripture. You're allowing me to encourage you, to exhort, and to edify, praise God, your families and your household. And I appreciate that very much. Praise God. We're about to get into the Word of God. That means it's time for everyone to get your Bibles. Get your Bibles. Get your Bibles. Get your Bibles. Praise God. Once you have your Bible in your hand, you may be seated. Praise God. So find a place to be comfortably seated and get ready to receive the Word of God today. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we'll get into the Word of God. Praise God. Very, very quickly. I have a couple of things just to say to update. It's the for what has taken place. And I appreciate your patience and your understanding in the matter as we were playing some programs that had played a little earlier in the year. And I selected them because the teaching was good. Some of those programs, like even last week, I had listened to 3, 4, 5 times. And because sometimes I say things and I don't quite grasp it the first time around. Can you bring it down a little bit? The yellows. Thank you. I don't quite grasp it the first time around. And so that's why I love this technology where it can replay and you can repeat it. Amen. You can even send files off to different people so that they can listen to some preaching or some teaching that they missed. So I thank God, amen, that we have this opportunity. There's archives as well. If somebody can put that up in the comments section, You can go into our archives and play sermons back. This is 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2024. So there's got to be over 300 sermons plus. We're probably well over that mark. And so that's a lot of time that you can spend in the Bible, a lot of time that you can spend in God's Word, receiving that teaching. So go ahead, and I don't need an email address. I don't ask for an email address or a phone number, or for a password or whatever else. It just play. Amen. Use it. We're also on a radio station that plays the preaching around the clock on the internet. And so whenever you log into that station, it's just the preaching of the Word of God. So you use that. Amen. It's whatever the monthly fees are to host all these sites and host all these the sermons and such. If one person listens or if 1,000 people listens, nothing changes. Same thing. Praise God. So I want you to take advantage of that as well. Can you bring me down just a little bit more? I want you to take advantage of that as well. Those are resources for the good of your soul. Praise God. Amen. So be blessed in that way. Hallelujah. Our trailer went out again this week. It was something like 5 dozen Bibles that were given out. Praise God. So when you start to add those things up, this year, everybody that had a hand, and there's too many names. I don't want to attempt to name the names because I'll forget somebody. So everybody that went out, you followed the trailer or you hopped inside the pickup truck, pretty well under the vision. I don't know how ever to thank my dear sister Wendy, under her supervision, under her driving, under her inspiration that she received. So far, and because I'm saying the season's not over yet, there's well over 1,000. We're probably over the 1,100 mark as far as 1,100 Bibles that have been given out. And that's a lot of seed. That's a lot of word. Amen. And I can hear some of you gasping, going, you know, breath going, oh, what? Isn't that like $10 a Bible? So if you start to do the math, if anybody is better at math than I am, well, 1,100 times $10, that's your offerings. Amen. Praise God. So when people come, and it's paid for, we're not in debt. Hallelujah. It's paid for. Amen. So I'm not leading up, so always leading up to an offering. No, when they come to you and say, what do they do with all that money? Well, first of all, I don't know what all that money they're talking about, but that's what they do with all that money. Amen. We purchase a truck, purchase a trailer, and we drive it around. So that means you're buying gas and buying the oil change and buying new tires when the tires wear out, all that kind of stuff. Amen. To give somebody a Bible. Amen. Praise God. And you never know. Amen. This week, my wife and I, we were going door to door. We were passing some flyers out in a French community. And Lori finished the whatever we did, the streets we were doing, but we're on a last street. And we were going to drive home. And she said, I'll go back and I'll get the vehicle. I'll get the van. And I said, I'll finish the street that I was on. There may have been maybe 6 more houses or 7 more houses to do. And the gentleman was on his porch looking at his telephone, and I walked up to close about 10 feet from where he's at, and I showed him the pamphlet, the Bible pamphlet, and I said, if I give you this, would you read it? He goes, no. I said, oh, okay, well, you have a nice day then, sir. And I turn around, and I walked a dozen steps or so, and I turn around again to look at him. He says, well, sir, excuse me, if I gave you a Bible, would you read that? No. Okay. I said, well, have a nice day. And I just continued walking. The next house got the flyer, and the next house in the mailbox. And when I got to the last house on the street, it was a different house. And every street has one of these houses where there's cars broken down on the front lawn, you know, tire missing and an axle broken, and the music that's playing. And I get there and I look at, there's the commercial property. And then there's the corner, which where Lori, I guess, would pick me up. And I look at the house, and this voice says to me, says, don't even bother giving them a flyer. So as soon as I hear that, I know what I have to do, the exact opposite. So I turn around saying, well, if the voice says don't even bother, there's a reason why I'm here, and there's a reason why I'm going to go in. So these guys, I mean, the one guy, he's got his, I don't know if it's 30 ounces or whatever he's got. He doesn't have the small bottle, but it's the big can in his hands. And the beer and his short sleeves and dressed like a biker and the hair and the beard and the music's playing. And I'm walking up the driveway with this pamphlet in my hand. And out from under the car, this guy comes from his dolly or his caddy, I think it's called the body caddy, rolls himself out, and he's laying on the ground looking up at me. And I go, "Hi," I said, "I've got something that you might be interested to read." And he goes, "What is that, a Bible?" And it's the Bible pamphlet. And I said, "Yes." I said, "Well, there's Bible verses in here." I said, "If you want a Bible," I said, "I'll give you the whole Bible." And he says, I was thinking that I need a Bible and I should be reading a Bible. There, just to show that the devil is a liar. Amen. And we preached to them for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. There was three of them that came in and they all looked like what they look like. No judgment, no condemnation. They just look what they look like. And the older gentleman, he's probably older than I was, the one with the big beer can, comes up. He goes, "I died last week." And he said, "I'm laying on the gurney and they split my body open and they brought me back to life." And he said, the nurse walked into the room and says, and she goes, "OMG, he's alive, he's not dead." Because the doctor was able to bring in, he's telling us his testimony. He says, "Good." I said, "You know why God brought you back to life? Because God wants to use you. You got a testimony to tell people." Amen. And I thank God. So we'll make sure that Bibles, amen, will make their way into their lives to change. Praise God. Amen. And there's testimonies after testimonies. I mean, everybody that has been involved with the trailer in French side or the English side as well, because we have a French trailer that hands out Bibles. We're all able to come up with the same testimony and the same witness that we have created because of God's word. Amen. Someone say God's word. Praise God. Because of the word of God. Hallelujah. So get your Bibles. We're going to open up. Get ready to read. Hallelujah. I know we left off 4 weeks ago. We left off reading we read Galatians 5, and then we went into the first book of Corinthians, talking about the riches of God. Hallelujah. And I also meant to let you know, we didn't live stream our meetings here in French. I had to take care of some issues on a local level, I suppose I could say. And that's the teaching and the assemblies that took place on Sundays. That's what needed to take place. And the meetings were well past the 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. One meeting we were praying our way out at 8:30, which started at 1:30. So this is what was been happening in the past 3 to 4 weeks. And then a few days after that, my phone decides to backslide and doesn't send out texts anymore. And personally, I think some of you, I get texts one-on-one, but the group texts aren't being received. They're going out on Facebook, and the emails, there's no problems there. But for those of you expecting, I'm getting questions, and they're phoning the office saying, "Is he sick? Is he dead?" Sister emailed me texted me last night, said, "I'm worried about you two." And I don't blame anybody for doing that, because all of a sudden it's as if I disappeared under mysterious circumstances. And people are texting me saying, I don't know. Some brother wrote me saying, "Are you sending out the text? I'm not getting the text. Are you sending out with everybody? Did you just take me off your list? Am I the only one that's no longer on your list?" And hang on for a moment. Praise God. Amen. I don't take anybody off the list. Amen. The issues. What is surprising? This is what surprised me. Kind of got quiet, like sending out these texts, and I'm wondering what was going on. And my dear sister Marianne, that has been looking after the ministry for 50 years, she's not even receiving texts, not out of the group, personally, one-on-one. She's not receiving my text. So I'm wondering why the secretary is not answering me. I'm telling her, "You need to do this. You need to send out a bio. You need that." I get no answers. So trying to figure all this out. Meanwhile, there's people I don't even know who they are. Their names show up. Sometimes it's just the numbers that have been collected over the years, because the Bible verse, been working on that for pretty well 10 years, and as far as texting and emailing and such, sending a verse out every day. And I'm getting texts like that now. They single out from outside of the group. I don't even know who these people are. These are strange numbers. I don't even know. And they're texting me saying, how come I don't get your verse anymore? Amen. So here I'm sending out the verse, and there's hundreds of people that I text, and I'm sending out the verse one-on-one. If I know you're not receiving it, I'm trying to keep up with that, but to the best of my ability. And I'm so thankful because, names, you add my friend, or I get a text from somebody here, add this number. I was speaking to them in the park, and they'd like to receive your verse every day. Someone say every day. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. Amen. So I'm not saying it's the end all. It's a good start. Praise God. Amen. To get a verse, to get a scripture, something that's, from somewhere in the Bible. And many times I get a reply back saying, that's exactly what I needed to hear today. Amen. Or the afternoon, whenever you get to it, whenever you read the scripture. So I thank God that God has a hand in that. Amen. Praise God. So in the meantime, amen. If y'all thought I was sick or dying or on my last leg, you must have been praying and fasting around the clock like they did for Peter when he was in jail and he had only a few hours left to live. So I appreciate your prayers and I appreciate your fastings. Praise God. And I thank God for the strength that God has given me for one more day. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But as I mentioned, if you speak French, you can go onto the French blog and if you understand French, you can go on the French blog and you can hear the messages that were preached. Because this Sunday afternoon, the messages, the teaching was still preached. There was anointing like this afternoon. And I thank God, amen, that blessing, praise God, is there for anyone that speaks that language. I sent the teachings off to our churches in Africa, and they've been, the pastors have been, have been teaching the same verses that have been taught here for the past 3-4 weeks because they have access to the French. And I thank God for that, the blessing of the technology that we do have. So we're alive and well in Montreal. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We're getting ready to go into the Word of God once again. Hallelujah. Praise God. And as I said, this will probably go back it goes back 4 weeks and then 5 weeks to the first part and the second part. This is the third part in the series. We didn't get through it in French, so there's going to be a part 4. And I know time is moving on, but let's get into our Bibles. We're going to go into the Old Testament in 1 Kings chapter 10. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mentioned that we're talking about the riches of God. And of course, there are riches that are that we have access to, that are available. We work hard, some of us work hard, and we put together what it has taken to pay off the mortgage, to have a house. We work a little extra harder, and then we have a second car, not a second mortgage, a second car, amen, and we work a little harder, and we have a place out in the country, or whatever that we've been able to put together and live under the blessings that God has for us upon the face of this earth. But and we can quantify that. I mean, if you sit there and say, I've got money in the bank, well, if you show me your bank book, amen, and I can tell you, well, you've got $100 in the bank, or you've got $1,293.45 in the bank. You can quantify it right down to the penny. And you sit there and say, well, I've got good transportation. Again, I can count your car. Amen. If it's a Corolla or if it's a Corvette, that makes no matter. It's got 4 wheels. It gets you to where you're going. Amen. The Corvette might get you there too fast and you might be having too many tickets. Whatever. You can get tickets in a Corolla too. So that's what happens in the neighborhood where I live, all the Corvettes and all the race cars and whatever drive by. And it's the older lady in the Corolla that the police seem to think she was driving too fast, but they're never around when the hot rods drive by. But anyways, we need to be careful with what we have, with what we work towards. Praise God. But again, it can be quantified. I got a such and such a car. Well, that car is worth so much. I've got this type of house. Well, your house is insured for so much. You can quantify these amounts. And to the point where there are limitations onto what we can put together or what we can assemble. But when I'm talking about the riches of God, I asked this question a month ago saying, well, how, you know, we're talking about the depth. Well, how deep can you go? I don't know. Because we'll never get to the bottom. And we're talking about the height. Well, how high can you go? I don't know, because we'll never get high enough to sit there and say I got to the end. Amen. We'll sit there and say, well, how about the length? How long is it? I don't know. I've been at this for a while, and when I decide to go longwise, I don't get to the end. There's still, amen, there's still more. And I think this is the God whom I serve. Amen. How wide is it? The breadth, it says, we looked at this a month ago. How wide is it? I don't know. Amen. It doesn't matter. If I make a decision today, sit there, I'm not going up, I'm not going down, I'm not going longwise, I'm just going to go the width. And I decide just to stick to going as wide as I go. I'd be going wide until Jesus comes or until the day I die, and I'll never get to the end of the width of it. This is God. This is the God whom we serve. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. Praise God. We looked at scripture saying this: his riches, his understanding, his knowledge, his wisdom, it is unsearchable. Praise God. So it's up to you. We can make a decision to be found within the will of God that God has for you and I today. And I thank God that the decisions we make today have eternal consequences. Amen. So make a decision, praise God, that's going to affect your eternity. And his name is Jesus. Decide what needs to be decided and use this book for the influence. Some people say, well, I don't know where I'm going to get to, you know, how I'd like to get to know God. Well, then open up the Bible, open up his word and get to know God for who he is and as it is written. Amen. People look, you don't look in the wrong place to find out about God, because you're going to find out the wrong way about God. Go straight to his source, amen, which is God's word, and find out what God requires of you. Say, well, God doesn't require anything of me. That's what they taught me in church. Well, get out, because the Bible teaches that God is a requiring God. I've taught on this before. Amen. That God, there is things that God expects of you and I. And I thank God that we can accomplish these things. Even his commandments, when God says, thou shalt not, that's an expectation. That's a requirement. Amen. Well, I don't agree with God. I don't think God is a God, that God would command people to do anything. Well, it doesn't matter what you think. It's what God is. Your thinking is not going to change God. Your thinking is not going to bring any resolve to whatever religion that you may claim to possess or to go by. Amen. It's time. But Jesus said when he was confronting the devil, because the devil had his way of doing things, if you do this and if you do that, and if you're the Son of God, and if you bow yourself down, and if you throw yourself down, and then look at this, the devil had his way of thinking. But Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, and women, you're included in this as well, amen, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. See, some of the things I was dealing with for the past 3-4 weeks here in Montreal, there was things coming out of the wrong mouth. Amen. See, when the devil told Jesus to make bread, well, he's hungry, so let's make some bread and let's eat. That instruction came from the wrong mouth. That was the problem. It didn't come from God. It came out of the wrong source. It came out of the wrong mouth. So this is where God says, I live by every word that proceeds not out of your mouth, devil. When they come knocking on your door, and talking about your church, talking about your God, talking about your sister, talking about your brother, talking about the message that was preached on Sunday, wrong mouth. You're better off to keep your mouth shut than to get your mouth, than to allow your mouth to get you into trouble. Amen. Because God's listening. And sometimes conversations need to be cut short. Hallelujah. So we're not disturbed. So my faith is not influenced. Amen. So my joy is not robbed. Because the Bible says that the devil, Jesus came to give us life, but he said at the same time, he said there's someone, and his name is Lucifer, who goes about seeking who may be devour. And Jesus said that he is looking for somebody to rob, to kill, and to destroy. Amen. So I don't want to lose what God has given me. Amen. If I'm found right now within the confines of his blessings, within the confines of his promises, and to be blessed, to be a partaker of what God has given me, I thank God, amen, to be that person. I don't want to go anywhere else. If the windows of heaven are opened, amen, and there I am under the windows of heaven receiving where there's not enough room to receive, why should I sidestep? Why should I get out of the way of the windows of heaven that are opened? Amen. When men shall come unto your bosom and give, praise God, who press in a measure that is pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Hallelujah. This is the promises that we have. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Praise God. And this is what the word of God is for. This is why the word of God is open to us. Praise God. Amen. And the world needs to see this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. Amen. See, the world needs to see the evidence that we can produce. And I thank God today to produce that evidence, we need faith. Faith that cometh by hearing and hearing from the word of God. When people can look at you and say, hang on for a sec, didn't we go to high school together? Or didn't we grow up together? Or weren't you my neighbor? And they look at you and they're trying to place you. They can't really, you don't look familiar to them because they think they're looking at you, but they ought to see Jesus. Amen. They ought to see the evidence of what faith does produce. Amen. When faith, which is received from the word of God, and when faith is put to work, amen, because faith without works is dead, and works without faith doesn't get you anywhere either, praise God. When you put your faith to work, there is an evidence. The Bible, in French, the Bible says they call it a demonstration, and I thank God today that the world today needs to see that demonstration. They need to see what was accomplished on the cross. They need to understand, and they need to see, amen, precious blood that was shed on Calvary by Jesus Christ. Blood, amen, that washes away the sin, because Jesus came to take away the sin of this world, and he knew and he accepted the task at hand that was to suffer a death. The Bible says a death of the cross. When they mocked him, when they humiliated him, when they stripped him of his clothing, when they poked at him, when they drew blood. But I thank God, amen, that makes me who I am today in Christ. Someone say in Christ. Praise God. So if we read in 1 Kings chapter 10, I'm going to read two verses. Get your Bibles. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23 and 24. So King Solomon exceeded. I underline that word because when we go into the New Testament, we'll see King Solomon, he got so far. He got quite far. As we read it here, it says, so King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches, or in riches, and for wisdom, or in wisdom. Verse 24, and all the earth sought to Solomon because he was rich, because he was smart. And this is what people do today. Amen. They hear some name. Amen. You know, Puff Daddy or whatever his name is, P. Diddy or whatever, Sean, whatever. Amen. A lot of people would flock to his house because that's where it was all going on. Now there's a lot of people that regret what was going on. Amen. They allow the flesh to be influenced. So here, and when we read this, and all the earth sought to Solomon, I don't mind reading this here because this is Old Testament. I just finished saying, amen, that we ought to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Amen. I don't want to look, a modern day Solomon would be, what's his name again? Computer guy? Bill Gates. And the other guy, Amazon guy, Bezos? Jeff? JB. Amen. They would be modern day as far as riches is concerned. Amen. I'm sure they're pretty smart, but anyways. But what the world needs, they need to see Jesus. Amen. So we're going to get into the New Testament, but I want to just, we can quantify. Solomon had so many chariots. You can put a number on his chariots. Solomon had so many horses. You can put a number on his horses that were in the barn. Solomon had so many horsemen. And you can put a number. He had so many soldiers or foot soldiers. You can put a number on that. Solomon had so many wives. You can put a number on that too. There was quite a few too many on that number. Amen. You could quantify his substance. Amen. I want you to realize and understand, I want you to see it the way I see it. When we talk about the riches of God, good luck putting a number on it. It's not going to happen. I mean, you can get to a billion or to a trillion or to whatever, but when I compare what is in me to what this world has to offer, I'm already way ahead of the game because I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There is blood shed. It's much more precious than any amount of silver, than any amount of gold, than anything that this world may have to offer. Praise God. And you know what? I'm washed. Praise God. So when the devil comes, he sees the blood. Even when God comes and sees the blood. Even the example that we have on that night of Passover, where Moses was preparing his people to take his people out of slavery. And God says, after 9 plagues, God told Moses, now you need to sit back. Things are going to change a little bit. I'm not going to send a frog. I'm not going to send a cricket. I'm not going to send a lice or a flea or a bug. I'm not going to turn the river colors. He said, tonight I'm going to get a knock on every single door. And unless I see the blood, I'm going to walk into that house. And the firstborn of every child and the firstborn of every animal will be slain that night unless I see the blood. And along came God that night, and he'd come up to a house and he'd look at the doorpost and he would see the blood. He said, I'm not going into that house. I see the blood. And he would go over to the neighbor's house and he said, I'm not. Amen. And they're inside with their shoes on. They're eating roast lamb and they're getting ready, amen, for the walk, to walk themselves out of slavery. And here comes God looking at the doorpost. He says, I see the blood. I'm going to go on to the next house. And he'd go over to a house where he didn't see the blood, and God would go in, and that night there wasn't life in that house, but there was sorrow in that house, because God would slay, amen, that the firstborn, just as he said he would do, unless he saw the blood. And I thank God today because of the blood that washed away my sins today. Praise God, I'm living in Passover. Excuse me, I'm living in Passover every day of my life. Hallelujah. This is how I wake up and realize this, saying there is blood which has been applied. And I thank God, I mean, that God will see that blood. This is not religion. This is not certificate. This is not a contract that comes out of a church where I sit there and say, God, look what I signed. Amen. This is the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. And I thank God today, praise God, that once the blood has been applied and your sins have been washed, you can live the life which Jesus Christ has come to give us. Praise God. There's a communion that takes place. There's a fellowship that takes place with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't put a number on that. Hallelujah. See, well, that took place so long ago. Amen. Why do we see him in Jesus Christ when they're trying to clamp down on Jesus Christ, on the preaching of the cross or Christ crucified. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you think about it, the devil doesn't want anybody to know about Jesus Christ, because with Jesus Christ comes the blood. Hallelujah. He wants to take away, he wants to erase that word, that name from every book, from every intelligence, from the internet, from my phone. Amen. How many times a day do I put capital J and then it says, oh, you want to say Jeremy? Oh, you want to say Jerusalem? No, I don't. I've never said Jeremy in Jerusalem, maybe once out of 10,000 Jesus Christ that I write on my phone. And you'd think the smartphone can handle that, but it can't. I put a capital G and it says, oh, you want to say Google? No, I don't. I want to say capital G-O-D. You think it would get smart enough to figure out saying every time he puts a capital G, it ends up to be God, not Google or not George. No offense, Brother George. I love you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the devil, because you take away Jesus Christ, there's no blood. You take away Jesus Christ, there's no salvation. You take away Jesus Christ, there's no Satan being defeated. When they took Jesus off the cross, laid him in the grave, and Jesus decided, my work is not done here. I have yet to come out of the grave. I have yet to conquer death. I have yet to conquer hell. And Jesus descended into the depths of the earth, praise God, to strip the devil of the keys of death. Amen. To open open up the prison doors where they were being held captive since the days of Adam, since before the flood and since after the flood. And Jesus Christ, when he said, I've come to set at liberty the captives, the oppressed and the depressed, I thank God. And a few minutes later, people were looking into the streets and into the highways and byways and saying, isn't that uncle? Isn't that aunt? Isn't that somebody that I used to know? Where are they coming from? Because Jesus was able to go in the power which he had received from God. When the devils thought he was dead, I thank God, amen, he was still destroying the works of the devil. While Jesus lived and walked to and fro on the face of this earth, he'd open up blind eyes, he'd cleanse the leper, he'd heal folks that couldn't have their bodies, needed to be stretched out. In such a way, those are the works of the devil, sickness and sorrow. He raised the dead. That's the works of the devil. But Jesus, in his power, he was destroy the works of the devil. And then when they laid him in the grave and they thought it was all said and done, even in his death, and I use death in between quotes, even in his death, he was able to destroy the works of the devil because he went down into the depths of this earth and he came out more than a conqueror and he didn't come out of the grave alone. And I thank God, amen, this is Jesus who I serve today. Day. This is the blood of Jesus Christ. You can't put a number on that. I don't care if your credit card is platinum or if it's, what's better than platinum? Ebony? Gold? I don't know. Anyways, I don't care if you've got 10 of them. It doesn't matter, amen, how much say you've got at the bank. I don't care if you're a millionaire or a multimillionaire. You can't buy what Jesus Christ come to give. For the wages of your sin is death, but the gift of God, someone say gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And I thank God today for the gift. Hallelujah. For God so loved this world that he gave. Hallelujah. At home, clap your hands. Let's give God a good hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I think we're still in the Old Testament. Praise God. Let's get New Testament. Let's find out what Jesus had to say on this subject. Luke chapter 11. Praise God. So Solomon exceeded and everybody came to Solomon for the wisdom. See what he had to say. Let's find out. We're going to read what Jesus had to say. Luke chapter 11, verse 31. The queen of the south, and we know her as Queen of Sheba, shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them. For she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, I underline this, what's left of this verse. And behold, a greater, someone say greater, than Solomon is here. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's Jesus talking in the New Testament. Someone say greater. Hallelujah. So if you underline that portion of that verse, behold, a greater, what said Solomon exceeded, but Jesus is greater. Hallelujah. Amen. Solomon may have exceeded King whoever so-and-so from a neighboring nation, but then along came Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And he says, a greater than Solomon is here. So it doesn't matter. Like I said, you can put a number on what Solomon had, but you can't put a number on what Jesus did. You can't put a number on what Jesus, I'm talking about the riches of God. You can't put a number on what God provided for you and I to get us out of sin, to get us out of eternal damnation. And I thank God today, praise God, I'm going to make sure that there's nothing standing in between me and God, but his son, Jesus Christ, who is the intercessor, who is the mediator. Praise God. If you let sin get in the way. Amen. Disobedience get in the way. Rebellion stands between you and God. You're not going to get very far. You're not going to receive what God has given you. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, who came and did what he had to do. The Bible says that he took my sin, he took my sorrow, and this is what he carried to the cross. This is what he carried up Golgotha's hill. This is what was nailed to the tree. I know they whipped him. I know they plucked his beard. I know they pierced his brow with a crown of thorns, but as blood began to shed, there is a sacrifice that was taking place. And I thank God today that Jesus, knowing what was to take place, when he needed his Father the most, Jesus was only able to say, "Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" Because God is not going to look at the sin. Amen. People sit there and say, "I think I'm going to go." I'm talking about people from church. They say, "I think I'm going to go to the club tonight." Well, you're going by yourself. You're not going to. If you think Jesus Christ is going to stay inside that vessel that's going to find its way into the club or find its way into a dark hole somewhere, amen. Jesus Christ is going to bail on that trip in a hurry. Amen. Because God can't look at sin. It's sin that's going to separate you from God. It's sin. It's my sin that's on the cross at a time when a son would need his father, at a time when Jesus needed his heavenly father. He said, "Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" And the answer to that was because of Lincoln's sin, because he had carried my sin. He carried my sorrow. He carried my sickness. This is what was nailed to that cross, and I intend for it to stay there when the devil comes and he wants to wag something in your face saying, "Here, take a little bit of this. Hop into somebody else's bed. Smoke some of what they're smoking or what they're inhaling or what they're injecting or what they're inserting with their needles." I thank God, I'm in the power that I received to become a son of God. It's the same power that keeps me a son of God, where I can say no to the devil, where I can say no to his wiles, because the wiles are quenched, because of the fire darts cannot pierce the sword of faith that I have, because of what I receive today, because of what I receive in God's house. Praise God. Amen. Let's give God a good hand once again. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. At home, clap your hand unto God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can't take away my Christ. Hold fast, which thou hast. Let no man. Someone say no man. Amen. I think I'm going to throw you some women into that category too. Let no woman. Amen. Hallelujah. Take thy crown. Amen. The book of Colossians. I'm going to read something. Bring this into perspective. Because we're talking about Jesus Christ. Let's get to know Jesus a little better. Colossians chapter 1, the 18th verse. Hallelujah. Get your Bibles. We're going to read. And he, his name is Jesus. Someone say Jesus. And he is the head of the body. See, I mentioned before I started, for the past 3-4 weeks, I deal with the body of Christ here in Montreal. Make sure that we know who the head is. Someone say his name is Jesus. Amen. I'm still reading Colossians 1, verse 18. And he is the head, of the body. The church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where are you sitting today? I know some people don't like that word, but it's in my King James Bible. It's the church. Who is, amen, my sister. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Where would I be? Praise God. Amen. If you didn't hear what my sister said, she says, thank God for Jesus. Amen. Put your hands up and say, thank God for Jesus. Thank you, Father in heaven, for Jesus. Praise his holy name. At home, do the same thing. Put your hands up and say, thank you, God. Praise God for sending your son, the head of the body, the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everyone say hallelujah for the son. Amen. Who is, Colossians 1:18, and he is the head of the body, the church. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things. Someone say all things. Now I have, this is what I have underlined in my text. In all things, he might have the preeminence. Amen. The priority. Hallelujah. Amen. Paramount. Praise God. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. He that was, is, and will always be. His name is Jesus. In all things, he might have the preeminence. So when people come your way and they say, well, and they have their thoughts or their opinion, which we established on the French side, because they come along with things to say, and all of a sudden, it's as if the Bible says one thing and they're saying something else. What happened to preeminence? What happened to King of Kings? What happened to Lord of Lords? To put it in the words of Paul the Apostle, he said, did the Apostle Paul die and shed his blood for your sins? And his associate Apollos? Neither. Amen. See, Paul, in another place, Paul said, there's one thing that I will make known, and that is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Don't want to know anything else. Everything else is a heartache and a hassle. Some of you bend over laughing. Amen. Oh, talk about bad things. Talk about good things. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God gave a gift. And it was a good, if God gave it, it's a good gift. Amen. Praise God. My sister just said perfect. Hallelujah. Which cometh from above, which has descended. And in all things, he might have the preeminence. In the book of Romans, chapter 11. Are you glad for Jesus? I'm going to read one verse. I'm going to pray in a few minutes, but read in the book of Romans. Get your Bibles, and I want you to read with me. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable, and I know this goes back to 5 weeks ago, but we read, if you remember, in Ephesians chapter 3, the 8th verse, someone can add that in the comment section. We read of the unsearchable riches of Christ. Are his judgments, and this is, I want to spend some time before I close. I mean, thank God for his riches, thank God for his understanding, thank God for his judgments, thank God for, amen, whatever you want to be thankful for. But I'm going to get to this next, I'm reading in the book of Romans. I want to get to this next, what we ought to be thankful for. Chapter 11, verse 33. And his ways. Someone say God's ways. Because we all seem to have our own ways. But the way of a man seems, uh-oh. Thank God for God's ways. Yeah. Amen. You can read this in Matthew chapter 7. This is not me. Jesus said, oh yeah, there's a whole bunch of other ways and they all lead to death, to destruction. Matthew chapter 7, I think it's going to be around verses 12, 13, 14, somewhere in there. And he goes, there's not very many people that find the way which leadeth unto life. Jesus said, in the King James, he said, few there be. Few. Jesus said it. People come to me and they argue, oh, billions. And that's what you say. That's not what Jesus said. Amen? People walking around like there's not much to do. You just say a couple of words and it's all said and done. Once saved, always saved. Got nothing else to say about it. Well, God has a lot to say about it. Don't forget, it's His place. It's His eternity. Amen. I'm not the doorkeeper. Come on. King got up really early in the morning, comes running down to where they did their tortures and whatever else. Hey, Daniel, has the Lord thy God whom thou servest, has he kept you alive? Hey, King, I was found innocent before my God. Hey, your counselors and your advisors and counselors and in parliament, ministers, whatever, mayors and all the folks that surround the king. Oh, King, you should do some of this. King, why don't you do this? And King, I got an idea. King, you should do this. They all found me guilty, but my God. Read it. I think it's Daniel 7. Amen. People come and they say, you ought to do this. Now, I ought to be doing and I ought to do what God wants me to do. Because one day I stand before God for all my actions, for all my thoughts, for all my words, and for all my doings. I give account to Him, not to you. Sorry for whoever you are, but you're not going to come and try to change my way. Oh, well, God told me that you don't have to go home that way, but if you come to my place and have some supper before you get home, the prophet of God should have recognized a lying prophet, and he would have gone home safe and sound, but the next day he became lion food. Not Daniel, because Daniel was found innocent before God. Hallelujah. And an angel came. Someone say an angel. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. Enter. Make sure you're in Hebrews chapter 11 and you have an entourage of all these faithful people. Praise God. That fought wars and won. Amen. That fought the beasts and won. That gave up Egypt and still ended up on the winning side. Praise God. Amen. They went through to do what God would have them to do. Praise God. And now today we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Praise God. That's my entourage. Amen. I don't want to rub shoulders with anything that comes from hell, comes out of hell, and that's going to take me to hell. I want to make sure that angels, praise God, God sent an angel. And he shut the mouths of the lions, O King. Praise God. Because God saw, amen, he saw that I was innocent before him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for the angels. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Praise God. Thank God for Daniel, who knew where he stood with his God. Because when the government said, you need to stop the pray, Daniel says, I pray 3 times a day, and I'm going to make sure when I pray in the morning and when I pray at noon and when I pray in the afternoon or in the evening, when the sun comes up and when the sun goes down, and while the sun is up, I'm going to pray and I'm going to serve God the way God wants to be served. When the government says, you need to shut your doors and close them, I stood here every Sunday and I preached. And I thank God today, praise God, that I can say that whatever the government wanted me to do, thank God there is an authority that is above Justin Trudeau, and that is above Joe, and that is above Kamala, and that is above Trump, and that is above anybody else's name that you can name, and his name is Jesus Christ. And I'm still here preaching. Amen. I don't know, President Joe Biden, is he still president? I don't know. U.S. folks, you can figure that out. You got less than 30 days to make it right. Anyways, you know, 4 years ago, Joe Biden would come with his doctor. What was that guy's name again? Fauci. He would come with that. You need to close your church. No more communion. No more choir singing. No more collecting offerings. No more. This is attacking the church. I thought COVID attacked the lungs or the heart or something, the body or the brain or whatever. They were attacking the church. They were using this as an example of church. People would come out. I don't know how we're going to survive with Biden under government. Because they can do what they want to do. My God is still God. My God is still sitting on his throne. Amen. You can talk against him, but you can't impeach him. You can talk against God, but he's still sitting on his throne. You're not going to get him off his throne. Amen.
How are we going to survive 4 years of Biden? Well, I'm still here, having survived 4 years of Biden, and Joe Biden couldn't even survive 4 years of himself because he's disappeared. So you take this for an example, because it doesn't matter to me who's in next, because my God is still on the throne. Hallelujah. 4 years of COVID or 4 years of long-term or 4 years of whatever else. I don't know what happened to Joe, but Jesus is still alive. Jesus is still making intercession for us at the right hand of his Father. My God is still God. Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. It doesn't matter what man or woman are up to, praise God. God's ways are his ways. Predestined before God shaped this world and gave this world its form. And I thank God, God made his plan and set his plan in motion. And I want to be found smack dab in the middle of God's plan, doing what God wants me to do. Let's give him a good hand today. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's ways. Clap your hands at home as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for his ways. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to pray in a couple of minutes. Amen. It doesn't matter what the administration comes up with. I'm administered. Amen. The steps of a good man. Come on. The steps of a good man. Say it with me. Are ordered. Amen. They're ordained of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. They're ordered of the Lord. Praise God. God, order my steps. That ought to be your prayer. Amen. I don't pray this every day. I'm not going to lie to you. Amen. But I should. Amen. But so often, so many times I say, God, order my steps today. Amen. That I may be found accomplishing your will. Amen. Your desire. Praise God. Put it in my heart. Put it in my mind. Amen. And I thank God for that. I know people get upset when I opened the broadcast an hour and a half ago or however long it was. I was saying, here, God gave us some commandments in the Psalms I was reading. Well, that's not the thou shalt not commandments. There's commandments. There's commandments on every page, almost. Amen. Commandments from God. People get upset. Well, don't tell me what to do. Amen. They come or from the other side. They sit there. Oh, we can't really do that. After all, we're still human or whatever. If God tells me to do something, that commandment, if you would, or that order, I know you won't like that word. Amen. Stop ordering me around. That commandment or that order, it enables me. God's not going to tell me, listen at home, and young people listen as well. God's not going to tell you to do something that you can't do. My Bible tells me God doesn't waste words. Well, does it say that? Yeah, God does not speak in vain. What he says takes place. Amen? Sends the word, it doesn't come back void. Hallelujah. Let there be light, and there's light. That's the word of God. Talking about his ways. So don't let man's ways or woman's ways or the ways of this earth get in your way. Mess you up. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God knows what he's doing. You ask God for his mercy, you come to God, he's going to take out that heart of stone and it's going to be replaced with a heart of flesh. Praise God. Your desires are going to change because you have a new heart. Amen. Then something with that new heart, something begins to happen with your mind. Hallelujah. Your thoughts begin to change. That's what this means. Amen. Your heart changes, your desires change. Amen. Now the way you think changes. You say, well, is that in the Bible? Yes, it is. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Amen. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Your mind changes. Your thought changes. Amen. Where you used to go, you don't go anymore. The way you used to talk, you don't talk anymore. The way you used to walk, who you walk with, you're not walking with them anymore. Praise God, because old things are passed away. Why? Because you're in Christ. Amen. Old things have passed passed away, and all things, not some of the things, not a few things, not most of the things, all things have become new, praise God. Amen. Beginning with the creation, as God creates in you, Philippians 1 and the 6th verse. Amen. For I am persuaded, amen, that the work which God has begun in you, he is able to keep doing that work, and he's going to keep working with you, and you keep working with God until Jesus comes. Are you ready for that day? Let's all stand. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. At home, if you would join us. Praise God. That day is coming. Put your hands up. We're going to pray. Thank God. Thank God for his ways. I'm just looking. I don't think I finished the verse. Keep your hands up. I'm going to read. Hallelujah. His ways past finding. I want God's ways in my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even Jesus said, not my will. He's talking to his God. He says, not my will, not my way. Thy will be done. That's when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane for you and I. John 17. Back it up about 3 years earlier. The disciples came to Jesus and they said, teach us how to pray. And Jesus said, in such a manner, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, sanctified, holy, hallowed is thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. So what Jesus told his disciples, what he told you and I, how to pray, that's how he prayed. The Bible says Jesus felt the pressure before he was betrayed. And his sweat today was a nice day here in Montreal. I'm wet from the top of my head and back of my, I'm all soaked down through the back, through my back. All I had to do is just walk back and forth and yell for an hour, and I sweat. Didn't feel it. The sweat, I'm saying. But that's not how Jesus sweat. He sweat over my sin. And it was like blood that was oozing out of his pores, is what the Bible says. That's the cost. Like I said, we're going to get to know Jesus a little bit. I said that about an hour ago. That's the cost that he prayed for you and I. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Someone else say, thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. This is how we pray, and this is how you and I, we need to be found within God's will, God's ways. Not my way. Not what the flesh wants. Flesh wants all kinds of things. Flesh has nothing to lose. Amen. You ever figure that out? The Bible says, where's the flesh from? From the dust and the dirt. And where does it end up? In the dust, in the dirt. So when I say the flesh has nothing to lose, the flesh has nothing to gain either. Out of the dust, back to the dust. Amen. Now look at where I came from. I'm not going back where I came from. I got something to lose. Amen. I came into this world, hands up, I came into this world short of the glory of God, deprived of his kingdom, deprived of his presence because of sin. But thank God he took me out.
And he gave me the promise saying, you don't have to go back. We sing it sometimes, no turning back. No turning back. No turning back. Hallelujah. God told his people, he says, I've raised up Moses. He's going to take you out of Egypt and you're not going back. I mean, a few generations down the road when they decided to overlook God, who gave them freedom, they said, oh, we need some horses. And dial whatever area code. Hello, Egypt. Calling for some horses. We need some horsemen. Hello, Egypt. We want to hire some soldiers, some horsemen, some chariot men. God says, you want to lean on the arm of flesh? You'd be cursed. They'll carry you away. Enslaved. Chained up. In bonds, naked with your backside hanging out like a shame because they conquered you because you went to lean on the arm of flesh. Thank God today I have somewhere to go and his name is Jesus. I'm not calling Egypt. I'm not going back. Sin no longer, you get into Romans chapter 6. Sin no longer hath dominion. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, because of what he accomplished on the cross, because of the blood which was shed, praise God, to take us out. Amen. He conquered the grave, he conquered sin, he conquered death, he conquered hell. And this is where I stand today. Amen. With the greater one in me. Hallelujah. I'm going to close with this. When Jesus said, there is a greater one here. That's 2,000 years ago. But when Jesus ascended to sit at the right hand of his Father, there is a greater one in me. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in this world. So Solomon may have been great with all his riches and all his wealth. Jesus, I know for sure he was great where he stood, but he's not standing there anymore. He's in me. The greater one is in me, and I have a lot to be thankful for. Father in heaven, Lord, I thank God for what we received today. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. These are not based on external circumstances. This is your word. This is Jesus Christ in me, the greater one. Whatever happens with the administration in the White House, whatever happens to the administration, in a few months they're going to make some changes, or some changes need to be made in our Parliament Hill. What's going to make a difference is what is in me that will not change. I love you, Jesus. Everyone say it at home. Say, I love you, Jesus. I love Jesus. I love you, my Father in heaven. That love cannot change. And if you don't know what that love is, say, God, I'm here today. I'm ashamed of my sickness. I'm ashamed of my sorrow. I'm ashamed of my sin. I'm ashamed of my complaining, my murmuring. Whatever you're ashamed of, let God say, I'm ashamed. I don't want it anymore. Take it out of my life. Give me that heart that's going to change my desires. Praise God. Renew my mind so it changes my thoughts. God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Hallelujah. Ask God and receive that today. Praise God. Father, I pray if there's someone coming to you right now, confess their sins, asking for forgiveness as far as the east is from the west. Doesn't matter what they did. Doesn't matter what they did 10 minutes ago. Something is changing right now in their life. The blood of Jesus is going to wash away those sins in Jesus' name. Praise God. Lord, I thank God for the message which we have received. There it is. It's all written. It's proceeded out of your mouth. It was given to us so long ago. But I thank God today that we can stand in this truth. Praise God. Every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Praise God. This is the treasures which we have received today, praise God, is treasures of great price. Hallelujah. Praise God. This has nothing to do with Fort Knox. It has nothing to do with wherever all the gold is. Praise God. Lord, I pray some of this moves out of the hands of the unrighteous into the hands of the righteous. Praise God, to make a difference. As we evangelize and as we bring forth this message, this truth, this word of God. Lord, I pray for the young people again. We can't pray enough for our young brothers and sisters in Jesus' name. Praise God. In a few hours, they're getting onto that school bus. They're heading out into the classroom. But I thank God the greater one is in them. In Jesus' name, the greater one is in you. Amen. Praise God. The greater one is in you. Amen. At home, the greater one is in you. Praise God. My sister, the greater one is in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. On the school bus, in the playground, the greater one is in you. Amen. His name is Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray this blessing in the lives and names on the board as well. Praise God. University or college, high school, secondary school, middle school. Praise God. Go with the greater one in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. This is what makes you rich. Praise God. Don't take your wallet out. See how much is in there or see how much is missing. Amen. Consider yourself, and this is the riches of God, the treasure of great price. We're going to look at the treasure of great price next week. We're going to find out, praise God, what to do when you get it, how to keep it. Praise God. I don't want to be robbed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. If you were to ask God for forgiveness today, then you are forgiven. It's that quick. God has been waiting. It is not the will of God that you perish, that any man perish. So you're included in that. You're in that category, that any person perish. So be found today within the will of God and be blessed knowing that God has all the best for you and I. Praise God. In our lives, praise God. In us, His name is Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to let you go with this. There's one announcement that I forgot. I know some of you have already given this month for the programs that we have. This Saturday, Pastor Michelle and Pastor Jeremy, somehow the dates have coincided. So this Saturday in Kindia with Pastor Michelle, and they're preparing for over 300 because the government is helping them bring these children in. And Pastor Jeremy, I've sent some funds this week. There's some rice and corn, I think it is, whatever they're buying. And this Saturday they're going to be evangelizing young people, young adults. Praise God. So I know some of you have sent your offerings in. If you want to contribute, if you want to join, this is what another thing that this ministry does. So your offerings are doing that. But specifically, you want to say, yeah, I want to help out. I want to do that. And because school just started, school starts a month or later in Africa. So school just started about 10 days ago. So we're going to make sure that along with the juice and whatever they're planning to buy, I says, you know what, get some notebooks and a pen and write some scripture verses in the notebooks, then give the notebook to the student. So the student will have paper and he'll have a pen, red pen and a blue pen, and go to school with it. Amen. So this is what we're going to be working. This is what we've been working towards the past few days. And this week, it's going to happen this coming weekend. Praise God. So I know some of you are involved and you love to see. This is another aspect of this ministry. Praise God. So find a way that your offerings will make its way to us. And this is what we're working together as far as our pastors are in Africa. Praise His holy name. Praise God. So I think as far as announcements and updates and everything is all concerned, praise God. Now you know that I'm not dead. Praise God. I am alive and doing well. in Montreal. Praise God. And I give God all the praise and give God all the glory for the word which we have received today. Praise God. Amen. Be it known, we're not poor. Praise God. We're rich. With Jesus Christ in you, praise God. Say, I'm rich. Praise God. Amen. Unsearchable. Praise God. Amen. Innumerable. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can't get to the bottom of it. Can't get to the top of it. Can't get to the length of it. Can't get to the width of it. Praise God. Just there is an abundance. Jesus said, I have come to give you life, and I give it to you more abundantly. Praise God. That's the God, amen, who we serve today. Praise God. So keep that in mind. Have a blessed week. Be blessed in the Lord. Let's give God a good hand. Praise God once again for this message that we have received today. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God. My name is Lincoln. You're listening to That's the Truth. Thank you so much for being with us today. I appreciate your time. Praise God. Thank you for allowing me to pastor and to minister and to sow into your lives. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Until the next time, be blessed with the riches of God. Hallelujah. Clap unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. I love you. Until the next time, be blessed. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, I trust the Word of God has blessed you today. God has given us a generous portion of our daily bread. All the glory be unto God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can see the video and audio files of this teaching on our YouTube channel, That's the Truth, as well as our Facebook page, Linked with God. Please share these links with your friends and family so that they too can be blessed. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Stay tuned. There's a lot more of the Word of God coming right up. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth.